Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Not a lot to say about this one. The Warriors fall to 41-31. They're a half game ahead of the, as we look at the standings for the Western Conference, and you look at the battle for six, Warriors are actually, they're basically dead even now with the, they're a half game ahead of the LA Clippers, who are 40-31. But again, the Clippers play tomorrow night. They can tie the Warriors and in essence move ahead because they have the tiebreaker. That's because the Warriors took it on the chin tonight in a big way. And for the second game in a row on the road without Steph Curry, Warriors came out flat. They had no energy. They weren't moving the ball. They weren't shooting the ball well at all. 9 of 38 from 3. 23.7%. 39.8% overall. Compare that to Miami that shot 55.8% but actually shot better from 3 than they did from 2. As Miami shot 55.8% overall. And 68% from three. That's an astounding number. 17 of 25 for Miami from the three-point range. And, again, a lot of that was ball movement. They did a really nice job doing that over the course of the night. The Warriors, again, 23.7% from three. And you have to go back. And when you look at that's the opponents, the Warriors, look at their three-point percentage on the season here. As I'm looking very quickly down the way, this might be a season low from three. They shot 23.7 against Cleveland back on December 30th. So that ties that, and it ties the season low for the Warriors percentage from three. They shot 24% in that loss against Denver. So, all three times we've shot around 24 to 23% for three, all three have been losses. So you're not going to win when you shoot the ball that poorly from outside the arc. But again, it just was the inattention to detail. Starters got outplayed in a big way in the first half, and they just did not have the energy that you would have needed to win this game. Not the fire, never led, trailed the entire way. Trailed by 28 at the highest level for the Heat. And they're obviously no ties as well as Golden State lose 112-86. 15 points for Jonathan Kuminga. He was 4 of 10 from the field, and he led the Warriors. 14 for Brandon Pajemski. He was 6 of 16. He struggled. Moses Moody was 0 for 9 from 3. 13 points for Gui Santos off the bench. He was one of the few Warriors you thought really played well tonight. For Miami, Bam Adebayo, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 20 for Tyler Hero. He had 7 assists, very crisp, 7 of 10 shooting night for Hero. All 5 starters in double figures. Former Warrior Alec Burks played well. He had 17 points, 6 of 8, 5 of 7 shooting beyond the arc. So a really good night for Alec Burks, who's, again, one of the good guys in the association. And I think Alec Burks, along with Kyle Anderson, certainly Andrew Wiggins, who had 10 points tonight, didn't shoot it well, 4-13, but had 3 block shots, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. So I think they're really going to take a look at Wiggins, and he is going to be a guy that's going to help Miami in a play-in situation. I think all the former Warriors will. Kyle Anderson, Alec Burks, I think those guys are going to be guys that Eric Spoelstra can rely on in that kind of a situation.